Have your Bible turned this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Now these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God to keep all His statutes and His commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee," now watch this, "in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thine house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, the houses full of all good things which thou fieldest not, the wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest any forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are around about you, for the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Lord your God." As we look at this and we see, you know, the writer of Deuteronomy was Moses. And as Moses is penning this down, he's preparing a people to go into the land. But as we see this here, the Bible teaches here in verses 1 through 3 that Moses is telling the children that he's going to give them some instructions for success. God's got some instructions for success as you go into the land. Amen. Go in to conquer those things around you. I praise God, just giving God glory for all that he's doing as he leads you along in this walk called life with the hope and the help, praise God, that we everyone need as we follow the Lord in the walk of life. And we see God as he pins her down, and he said, just keep those statutes of judgment, those commandments that he gives us. He said, everything will be all right, because we've got a God on our side this morning that's greater than any opposition that we have. And we're thankful today, praise God, that he's on our side. I want to say this morning, it's time for us to get on his side. Amen. Just to begin to give God the praise, honor, and glory with our lives and through our lives, praise God, that he deserves today. I want to preach just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, living together all by yourself. As we look at this word today and we see some things that God's got for us today and he wants to help us with, to encourage us, to encourage somebody else. Now, I believe if a child of God would get encouraged today in the things of God, I believe we'd go more in the direction of God, and I believe this thing would flow a whole lot better. Amen. But I'm thinking sometimes we try to go against the flow instead of with the flow and allow God to help us. But we see some things here today, and we just want to go down through this day and just give you exactly what God's trying to show the children of Israel, because that was important then is important today. When we begin to take the Word of God and we begin to sideline and to get sidetracked from it, we begin to lose our prospect, amen, of what God would have for us, amen, that'll help us in the day that we live, amen. So the first thing he begins to tell us here is there's only one Lord, amen. There's only one God, amen. In verse 4 he says, "A hero is the Lord our God is one Lord." There's only one Lord today. There's only one God, amen. There's only one Savior, praise God. There's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to be satisfied in your soul today, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can search around and hunt around and try to find something that'll fill up that void. But I want to say you'll have a permanent emptiness until you get the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart and make Him the Lord of your life. And then He'll take and fill that void. He'll fill that emptiness. He'll fill it to overflowing, praise God. And when you get filled to overflowing, praise the Lord, you'll be satisfied. You ever pull up to the table really hungry? Amen? Pull up to the table really hungry, praise God, and you dive in, it's something that you love. Maybe it's your favorite thing. And you pull up to the table and you eat, and you eat, praise God, and it's so good. You savor it, praise the Lord. And when you get done, you're satisfied. Amen? It's no longer an empty filling. It's no longer a void, but you come outside. He said, that's what God does. When we recognize God as our Lord and Savior, praise God, a God of our life, the Lord of our life, praise God. He said, we come out satisfied. Hey, mama, say, listen, this needs to be the standard for our home. We need to come out satisfied, and the only one that can satisfy us today is the Lord Jesus Christ. Games and gimmicks won't do it. Amen. Entertainment won't do it. Things won't do it. But God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, will fill that void and you'll come out satisfied. Amen. You have to realize that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your home. You make Him that Lord. You give Him the preeminence in it all. And when we give Him that preeminence, praise God, your house will become a home. There's a lot of houses out there today with families living in them. But I will say there's very few homes. Amen. You think about it. Where Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise God, when we make Him the Lord of our life, said He becomes our Lord. What does that mean? That means that He becomes our guardian. He's our overseer. When we put the God of glory as our overseer, praise God, our guardian. Amen. And we put ourselves in His hand and we rely wholly on Him. Praise God, it changes an aspect of the house. It turns it into a home. Amen. So what we see here, living together all by ourselves in the day and hour that we live, there's so many places, there's so many homes. Praise God, it's not set up like this. There's so much division in there. We live together, praise God, in this house, but it's not a home. You got a Junior going this way, and Sally going that way, and Mama going this way, and Daddy going that way, and we never come together in the middle. But I want to say something that'll draw us together in the middle was the Lord Jesus Christ. When we make the Lord of our home, the Lord of our life, praise God, there's a connection there that the devil can't do nothing with. There's a strong link there that we can get. And it's the most exciting thing that we have in the world today. The knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is. He becomes the overseer of our life. He becomes the one that looks out upon us and sees everything that we have and knows exactly what we need. Amen? Before we ever even ask Him, He knows what we need. He knows the help, and He has the help to give. Amen. That's exciting to me. He says a lot of times, I'll be honest, I don't know what to do. A lot of times, I don't know what to say. A lot of times, I couldn't tell you what you need. But I'm glad there's a good God of glory that knows exactly where you're at. I'm glad there's a God in heaven knows exactly your every need, amen, every day. And anything, there's nothing in your life that's ever taken Him by surprise. Amen. Now, there may be some things in your life that's taking you by surprise. It's blindsided you. But I won't say there's nothing in that that's ever taken the Lord by surprise. He always knows what's going on. And so in other words, He is our guardian. Amen. If He's our overseer, then He needs to be our go-to, praise God, in the day and hour we live. He needs to be the one that we go to no matter what it is. We don't need to go to Facebook. Amen. We don't need to go to YouTube and other places, praise God, to try to find the answers, praise the Lord. God's got all the answers. And He knows all the questions. Amen. Before they're ever asked, praise God, He's got every answer that we need. So He needs to be our go-to. So what are you saying? I'm saying there's only one place we go, praise God, when we're living together all along, amen. We start to be drawn together by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord has preeminence in our life. And when we begin to serve Him, we begin to realize that He's a guardian of our life. We realize, praise God, that He's the only love, praise God, that'll satisfy your soul. There is only one love, and that's that love of God. And you let that love be known, praise God, in your heart, and it'll be shed abroad. Listen, Mom and Daddy, praise God, you need to have that love of God in your heart, amen, so that Junior can see it. So little Sally Mae can see it, praise God. The only kind of love that'll work, amen, is the love of God. When you begin to love the Lord, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, with all your heart. When we surrender ourselves to Him and say, you know what, Lord, I love You. You say, well, preacher, why would we do that? Because He died for us. He loved you, amen, before you ever knew Him, before you thought of Him, praise God, He loved you. He loved you while we were still in our sin. He loved us. Amen. Once we realize that if it goes from our head to our heart, praise God, and we get born again, we should have that love. We should reciprocate that love of God. It should be a part of us that comes out. And when it comes out, people can see it. Amen. It might come out with a shout. Praise the Lord. That love that we have Him because He first loved us. It won't be just some little old something, but it'll be a deep love. A love, praise God, that comes from way down inside. See, we can say that we love the Lord. A lot of people say that we love the Lord. It's an intellectual love. But I won't say there's a love today that's deeper than our head. There's a love that's in our heart. It's a deep love that we need to have. Praise God. And we need to make this love our love. Love that's yours today. Love that's mine, praise God, that comes from my heart, from my loving, my Lord and Savior. Realize He saved me from my sins. He prepared me a place. He wrote my name, praise God, in the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased, praise God, because He loved me. And because He loved me, and He loved you, praise God, just like He loved me. You know, that's the amazing thing about God. There's no favorites with Him. Praise the Lord, He loves you just exactly as much as He loves me. He doesn't show favoritism. Amen. It don't matter where you've been or what you've done. Praise God. He loves you with a godly love. He cares for you. Amen. And He wants to be a help to us. When we realize that there's one Lord and we realize that there's only one love. You say, wait a minute now, preacher. You know, I love the Lord. Praise God. I got to love my family. I want to say, you can't love your family till you love the Lord. When we learn to love the Lord supremely, then we can love our family, our children, our better half the way that we should. It becomes real. Amen. It's a living love. See, I'm afraid that we're good actors in the day that we live, aren't we? We put on a good front. Well, somebody says, yeah, I love my wife. But does she ever see that love? I love my husband, but does that love overflow? Does it overshadow? Praise God. Hey, listen, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, people ought to be able to see it. Amen. And if we love our spouse, and we love our children, we love our family, people ought to be able to see it. Amen. Say amen or oh me. I know I'm plowing down the road today. Praise God, it's good. Amen. We got to love, praise God. We got to love the Lord. We got to love. And if we love Him, we can love each other. Takes us in the direction that we need to go. Amen. You say, well, how do you love? You love with all, the Bible says, with all your heart and your soul and your might. He said, remember I told you last Sunday, it's a heart issue. Amen. It's a heart issue. It starts in your depth and in your heart. It goes from your head to your heart. It changes it. Takes that old stony heart out. Puts in a heart of flesh. Amen. And you learn to love. It's like throwing the light switch. And all of a sudden, praise God, you realize there's something more to life than you. Amen. Oh me. Praise God. But God becomes preeminent in your life. Praise God. And say, you know what? Glory be to God. I can't wait till I see Him face to face. Amen. That love that we have, amen, in our heart. That love that we have in the depths of our soul. That innermost part of us that is able to have a relationship with our Lord. That very deepest part, praise God, that spiritual aspect of us, amen, that has a longing to communicate with Him as He communicates with us. He's reaching down, He's touching us, He's showing us, praise God, and we love Him with our heart and our soul, and we love Him with all our might. Amen. We start putting forth the effort. Amen. To love Him back. You say, well, preacher, how do you do it? He said, by receiving the teaching and the instruction that He has for us. You know, that's the best way that we can show God that we love Him, by just receiving His teaching, His instruction. That's doctrine, by the way. The teachings of God, those biblical teachings that He gives us, instructs us with to show us the right way. I said, preacher, how will we know Him? Because we're starting to learn about Him here. Starting to have a relationship with Him. You say, well, I can't see Him. Praise God. Hey, it's the unseen, praise God, that makes a change in us. When we come away believing in something that we can't see. But we can see Him because Jesus said in the volume of the book, it's written of me. Amen. He said, that love that I have for you, He said, I wrote it in a book and I gave it to you. Amen. From the beginning to the end, praise God. He said, I was the writer and the author of it through the Holy Inspired Word, praise God, through the Holy Spirit that touched men, praise God, that they pinned it down. Amen. How did they do that? Because there was something in them that something that was speaking to them, praise God, that there's something that come out of them. He said, so the Bible teaches He's the only Lord, He's the only love, that only love that can have. And so we get those instructions because this is the only book. Amen, there's only one book. That's this precious Word of God. This blessed old King James Bible that they give us, praise the Lord. That's a guideline for all that you need. Amen. We have a guideline. We have something that we can put our hope in that we might accomplish what God would have us to accomplish while we're here. We take our prayer, praise the Lord, and we put all our hope and our strength, our mind, our soul, our body, and our might, praise God, into His Word to understand it, praise God, that we might be moved, praise the Lord, closer than we've ever been. Amen. I want to say this blessed old book, that blessed old King James Bible that you have in your life, that's more up to date than tomorrow's news. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Did you hear what I said? This blessed old book, Brother Jeff, is more up to date, more in touch with the present hour that we live, praise God, than tomorrow's news. Amen. Why? Because God knew it before eternity was. Praise the Lord. And He knows it now. And He knows exactly where we're at. That's why we need to allow the Lord, the Lord of our life, to be the love of our life because of the book that He's given us. Amen. To be a light for our lives. Amen. See, we're living together all by ourselves because we're not accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not accepting the love that He has and the Word that He gives us. Amen. And what a blessing it is, praise God, because, hey, when we begin to take it and we begin to memorize that book and begin to teach that book and instruct out of that book, the Bible says that God begins to draw us together. Amen. Amen. Hello? Are you still here? The Bible teaches, praise God, as we learn of Him. I want to say, praise God, and we trust in Him as our Lord. And we love Him like He loves us, praise God. He don't push us apart. He brings us together. If there's a force that's pushing apart, praise God, in your home, in your life, in your family, that's not of God. That's of the devil. Amen. But He said if we'll just accept the Lord, love Him with all our heart, praise God, and dig in that book, He'll give us the answers. Hello? You say, well, I know what you say. Well, preacher, you just don't understand. If you knew the problems that I have, I don't, but God does. Amen. You say, well, it just don't seem like He's helping me. Have you fully surrendered to so that you can let Him? Amen. We have to surrender our will to His will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So we remember the book. We memorize the book. We learn the Scriptures. Amen. Because we realize it'll answer all of our questions. Any question you got is answered in the volume of the book. Any problem you have, God deals with it in His Word. You say, preacher, how come I can't find the answers? Because you're not digging. He said, the Bible said you'll find Him when you seek Him early. See, what happens, we get caught up in turmoil. We get caught up in indecisiveness and indecision, praise God, and we put off seeking the Lord, praise God, till we dig a hole for ourselves, amen, and the devil kicks dirt in on us and covers us up. Amen. But He said if we'll seek Him early, praise God, recognize He's the Lord and He loves us. And the volume of books written of Him. In other words, He has the answers. Amen. Yeah. Amen. For anything that will beset you, praise God, He has the answers. And He wants to be your Lord. He wants to help you. He wants to instruct you, praise the Lord. Why? Because He wants you to be a teacher. Amen. He says in verse 7, He said He wants you, He said, and thou shalt teach them diligently. These things that we have, the words, the verses, the text, the texture of the Scripture, He wants us to get a hold of it and savor it. You know what's wrong with a lot of people today? I'll just be honest. A lot of people don't like they'll go to singings, they'll drive for 100 miles to go to a singing. Right down the road here at the singing ground. These people come for hundreds of miles and they'll camp down there for 3 weeks before it ever starts to get a space for a singing. But you get up to preach, you get up to open the book, Word of God, and begin to preach, praise God, and they'll hit the road, and amen, they'll run out there like rats leaving a sinking ship. Yeah. Amen? Because people want to be encouraged and stimulated, but they don't want the Word of God to touch their heart and change their lives. You go to a singing, praise God, and you hoop high, and you shout and jump around, amen, but then you get down, praise God, where the rubber meets the road, and they never open their Bible. They never received that instruction. But He says, and thou shalt teach them diligently. Who is that? Me and you. Amen? Now I'm just preaching where the rubber meets the road today. Living together all by yourselves. We got children today that's going off in a room somewhere, turning on a computer, and they're punching in things, or they're doing this all the time, and we don't know where they're at, we don't know what they're doing, we don't know what they're thinking, and God never intended it to be that way. God intended mamas and daddies, praise God, to bring their children up and nurture and admonition of the Lord, and show them the right way. And we failed a whole generation. Let me just rephrase it. We failed two generations, and let them fall by the wayside. But praise God, God said there's a right way to do it. He said, it's your responsibility. He said, it's my responsibility. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying it's not the church's responsibility to give your children all they need to know about the Lord. Amen? You hear what I said? Their Sunday school teacher can't instruct them enough in 45 minutes on Sunday morning, amen, where their life will be right all week. Mamas and daddies, we need to take responsibility and start living what we preach. Amen. Start living that we claim to have. If not, we'll continue living together all by ourselves. And our children will grow up and they'll grow out, praise God, and they'll never know the love of God. Oh me, so we're getting awful quiet in here. Now I'm still in the book, I think. Amen. Praise God, God's wanting to help us, young. That's what He's wanting to do. He's wanting to help us. He's wanting to give us that, praise God. But they can't get everything that they need here. Hey, there's not enough time in the Sunday school and in the preaching hour to give them all they need from God. And let me just say this, it's not up to the school system to educate your children either. Amen. They're supposed to give them some carnal information. That's all they got is carnal information. Amen, but it's up to mamas and daddies, praise God, and the family of God to come together and educate our children what's right according to God. Taking this blessed old book, praise God, put it before them and live it before them, show it, praise God, in their sight so they might see Christ. Amen. How they see it, praise God. He says in verse 8, with a biblical view, amen, that they'll have a biblical view of what's going on. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between their eyes. In other words, they're put out there where they can see that love of God in you. They can see the Word of God because you're living it and living it large. Amen. Because you know that God loves you and He cares for you. And He's there to help you and He's there to encourage you and show you the way that you need to go. Amen. But what happens? We get rebellious, don't we? We live in this old flesh and we stub up. And we think, well, you know, I know what I'm doing. Amen. I won't say we don't know what we're doing, praise God. We need to trust the Lord, amen. We need to go back to the basic principle of trusting the Lord. Or you'll be living together all alone all your days of your life. It's time to come together. It's time for a coming together with the help of the Lord. Amen. But we see the biblical view, that aspect that we have of the Word of God in our family, the Word of God in our home. Amen. I got to reading this. Praise God. I was thinking about it. I praise the Lord. What we need to do, we ought to just get some sheets of copy paper, praise the Lord, and just put up verses all over the house. Amen. Put up verses. Put up godliness all over the house. And everywhere you look, praise God, there you'll see God. See the presence of God. To see the Word of God. Amen. And praise God, to keep it before your eyes. Amen. It'll help you not to sin against Him. Keep it in front of you. Read it, study it, look at it, praise God. Meditate upon it. When I was going to Bible college, you know what I did? We had to learn. We had verses we had to learn. You know what I did? I put them up in the house. I took one and put it on the thing in front of the commode. Amen. So I could sit and ponder on it. Amen. Amen. That way you don't have no idle time. You know, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Amen. So when you're doing your business, praise God, you ought to be doing business, glory to God. Be thinking, amen, glory be God. Don't let that be idle time. Let it be time, praise God, for God Almighty. Praise the Lord. So that you take something out of there with you. Amen. Glory be to God. That satisfaction of knowing Him, the free pardon of sin. That Word of God, praise God, that'll lift you up past everything in this world. That'll lift you up, praise God, above the trials and the tribulation and the error that the world pours down our throat. But God Almighty knows what we need today. He is that ever-present help. Bless His holy name. So we bring the family into this thing. And praise God, in the family, we see a family and a home, praise God, in the picture. in the Word of God, we see a family pictured and portrayed in His Word. Amen. I want you to think about something this morning. Think about your family. Now listen, think about your family living in the center of God's will. Think about that. Think about that. Just paint you a picture. I want you to see this. What Moses is telling them here, he said, hey, we need to paint a picture of the Lord God and the love He has, the Word He gives us, amen, that we might live in a picture of You, amen, it says, as us and our families, our children, our loved ones, living in the center of God's will. Picture up there with your family, a worshiping and a serving and a loving God. Amen. That's what Moses is trying to paint us a picture of. See, the world is in chaos. And the devil is trying to divide. And we're living together, but we're all alone. Amen. There's so many houses somehow that just tore all the pieces. They're shredded, they're divided. But God says it's never meant to be that way. He said, Moses said, when you go into the land to inherit it, to get that God's got for it, amen, so we got to do it together. Amen. Because God's got something for every one of us, amen, in the family. God's got something for every one of us. We begin to teach our children, begin to view it as a picture. Amen. We need to realize there's a place for God's Word. Where is that place? Look at verse 9. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on your gates. That's why I said we need to take, praise God, we need to take those and put them everywhere. Let God's Word be real in our life. Every asset, every faith should be, a fellow's ought to be in our shop, ought to be in our garages, amen, ought to be in our study, ought to be everywhere around us. We ought to be engrossed by the Word of God. Keep it in front of us. Make it that most important part. Amen. And God, but we're living, we choose to live together all by ourselves. Amen. Amen. Because we don't start out that basic where we living with the Lord. Making the Lord our Lord and Savior and a guide of our life, that one that leads us, instructs us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. But we need to have His Word everywhere. Amen. Realize everywhere we look, there's God. I tell you, I love nature. I love the woods. I love the mountains. I don't know if I could ever live down on the flat land. Because I love the mountains. I love great old big farm fields too. I think it's the most beautiful thing. Laid out there ready for harvest. And praise God. I just give God glory for all of it. Amen. I see God in every bit of it. This time of year, as the leaves start to bud and they start to produce that, I see God in all of it. Amen. I can't wait to me and little old Mia. She said, Papa, me and you got to plant maidas. Amen. She's all excited to say, I told her, I said, she asked a while back, I said, we got to wait till it gets warm. The other day it was warm. She said, Papa, we got to plant maidas. Amen. I said, when it gets a little warmer, we'll plant maidas. We'll plant corn and we'll plant beans, praise God. And we'll work in the soil and we'll praise God. Amen. But we're missing it. We're living together all by ourselves, praise God, because we seek to do that. It's contrary to God's Word. Amen. But when we have that home, it works from the inside out. Praise God for God's glory. We begin to see it. It's saturated with godliness. Amen. Why are we afraid? Why are we afraid? Listen, fellas. Why are we afraid to talk about God? Well, preacher, I don't know how my wife will take it. Have you tried it? Amen. Ladies, why are we afraid to talk about God in our home? Well, I just don't know if my husband will be willing to listen. Well, have you tried it? Amen. Well, preacher, I don't know if the kids would like it. Amen. Hey, listen. You don't know it till you try it. Amen. We've got to come together in the Lord, amen. We've got to stake the Lord. We've got to love the Lord. We've got to believe that book. We need to get in it, praise God. If not, you're going to lose your children. Amen. Your family will be destroyed. It'll be for naught. But we have an opportunity now to seize the moment. Amen. And stop living together all alone, praise God, and live together with God Almighty. Because He's real. He said, listen, said you're going into a foreign land. But praise God, He said, it's a land of milk and honey. Amen. He said, preacher, it's just not that way here. No. In this old world, it's not that great all the time. But praise God, with a family of God, there's milk and there's honey all the time. Praise God, you get to looking for it, you'll find it. Praise the Lord, it's always somewhere when we're saturated with the Word of God. There's a time and there's a place, praise God. And he says in verse 10, 11, said there's a place to praise God. Amen. He said, when they come through it, when you get to partaking of those good things, this is what he says. He said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Look how he's taking care of the generations. Amen. He'll still do that today. He still wants to take care of the generations of families. He said, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. He said, God's wanting to give you some stuff. Amen. Hey, we're living in a world and society that likes to get freebies. Amen. Those saying, if it's free, it's for me. Amen. We like that. God says, I'm going to give you, praise God, give you things, even the cities that you didn't build. He said, houses full of good things, and which thou didst fill us not, and wells dig, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou planted not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, he says, then beware lest you forget God. He said, praise God, we got to realize that God's given us a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. He's blessed us beyond measure. Amen. He's given us a place to praise Him when He gives us all that we have. Amen. No, I praise the Lord. We're blessed people. We've got stuff. Praise God. God's blessed us with so much stuff. I don't think there's a person here that has need of anything that would sustain life and help them to move along. Amen. We may not have all that we want, but God's given us all that we need. Praise His holy name. We're in a place of praise. He said, when you come into the place of praise, just praise ye the Lord. Amen. Because He's worthy. Because He's worthy. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said, when you come to that place of praise, in verse 12, He says, you come to a rallying point. A place to rally around the Lord. And He said, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He said, He brought you to a place of praise. A place of a gathering together, a place of praising His name, giving Him all the glory for and all the praise for what He's done for us. So, preacher, what He did? He saved you, didn't He? He saved you from that horrible pit. He brought you out, amen. Put your feet upon a solid rock, a foundation that you can build upon. That's what we're talking about this morning, praise God, is building upon that foundation. Moses said, you're going into the land of promise, praise God. He said, I want to give you a foundation, praise God, to build upon. Every family needs that foundation to build, that place to build, that rallying point, that place of memories where we come together and remember what God did for us. I don't know about you, I remember when God saved me. Amen. I remember being a mean little toe-headed boy in needing of something. Thought I was going to die and go to hell. My granddad preached to me, and I've told you the story. I was a little 7-year-old boy, and he preached hell so hot my feet was a-burning. Amen. It looked like my little old feet was hanging out of old pew. I was sitting beside my grandma Massey down the church, the old Oak Grove church, and it was just like my feet were on fire. Little 7-year-old boy, I was afraid to look over. I was afraid I'd see the sulfur and the demons of hell below me. And for 7 years, I thought, man, hell's an awful, awful place. Well, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there, Brother Andrew. I prayed God, a man of God got over on Wednesday night, 1976, in March, and he said, hey, you don't have to go to hell. And boy, my ears pricked up. I said, what? He said, you don't have to go to hell. Jesus loved you, and He died in your place. Amen. He'll write your name, praise God, and you don't have to go to hell. Boy, I come out of there, slid into an old-fashioned altar, and said, oh, God, forgive me. Save me, Lord. I don't want to go to hell. Amen. You know what He did? He saved me. He saved me. He said, you don't have to go, praise God. He bought me, paid the price. Amen. That day, Brother John, he said, he stamped on me, paid in full. Amen. Glory be to God. I was on the auction block, going worth, going quiet, sold for the devil, praise God. And Jesus stepped up and he said, I'll buy him. Amen. He purchased me. Praise the Lord. Give me a place of rejoicing, a place of refreshing in the Lord. Amen. That's what he's talking about. A place where we can come to. But he said it's a place where we come to where we can serve God. Amen. Where we can serve the Lord. Magnify His blessed name. He said, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him and shalt swear by His name. He said He'll bring us to a place of serving. Amen. Why? Because we want to. not because we have to. I get up on Sunday morning, come to the house of God, not because I have to, because I want to. I mean, I go out and knock on doors and I invite people to come. I try to pray for those, encourage those that's down. Why? Not because I have to, because I like to. Amen. Because it brings joy to my heart to try and encourage people. You say, well, preacher, why? Because it brings glory to God. Amen. Praise glory to God. My wife done her thing for a tax day, went through my mileage log, and last year we recorded almost 12,000 miles. Visitation mile, not counting driving back to church and other things. Almost 12,000 miles for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Boy, I thank God for every day that we could get out, praise God, and go for Him. I don't take it for granted. I love it because I love Him. And I like to see Him lifted up, praise God. And I like to see people encouraged. I like to see people on fire, praising His name and giving Him glory for all He's done. Praise God. Why? Because we're not living together all alone, praise God. We're all in this thing together. Got to come together, praise God. Serving together, praying together. A family that serves together, prays together, stays together. Amen. Do you hear what I said? A family that serves together and prays together, stays together. Amen. Say, preacher, how can I do that? I'm going to give you one scripture this morning to tell you how to make this work. In your life, in your house, so it become a home. Amen? You say, preacher, I need that. Look over Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible says this. Amen. Now, this is what God says we can do to make it all come together. So that you're not living together all by yourself. So that your family's not living together all by themselves. So we can come together in uniform under one God and one love in one book. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29, he says this, and let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. He said, yeah, praise the Lord. He said, that nothing will come out except that's good, that'll minister grace to the hearers. And he said, we do it because, and so he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, that's why we do it, so we don't, if we're a bit, claim to be born again believers, that we don't grieve the heart of God. We don't grieve the Spirit of God. Because I tell you, the Spirit of God can be grieved away. He can be pushed away. And I'm afraid that's what's happening today. He said, we can't grieve the Holy Ghost of God. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. He said, we need to get rid of that stuff like we hate it. It's not a part of us. It's not allowed in our lives. And it's certainly not allowed in our homes. Amen. Amen. And he said, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen. Did you get that? So he said, we got to be forgiven, we got to be loving, got to be forgiven, we got to be caring. We can't be a saying things, corrupt communications, things that hurt, that's hurtful and not encouraging. So I said all that to say this. What God told Moses told us. He gave us a commandment to do this same thing. Amen. He gave us a commandment to do this same thing. You say, well, preacher, you just don't realize where my home is. You don't realize how far we've done gone. Let me tell you how to fix it. You take Ephesians chapter 4. Amen. 29 through 31. You take those verses right there. And you gather up. Listen to me. And I'm done. You gather up your family around the table. And you set them down. You open that book. And you read that to them. And you and daddy, you say, listen, said, I'm committing my life to this. Honey, I want you. Son, daughter, children, I want you to realize that daddy's trying to live this. And I want you to help me to live this according to the best of my ability. Please pray for daddy. And daddy can do this. Mama, you sit down there and you say, well, if daddy's going to do it, I want to do it too. I want to live this book. There'll be no more corrupt communication. There'll be no more clamor, that shouting and hollering and screaming and that miscontent. That'll be gone. And Mama say, well, I want to do that too. I want to be held accountable too. Amen. And then Junior and them little ones, they'll see Mom and Daddy come together united. Amen. Come together. Not together separate no more, but together, together in the love of God. Amen. And them little children come along. And before long, Brother Andrew, one of them will say, Daddy, I want to do what you did. Amen. I want to make that commitment to God. Amen. To do this thing right. Amen. According to His Word. Amen. Serving the Lord together. Amen. Praying together. Staying together. See, we've got this thing messed up. We're trying to do everything together by ourselves. Hello? Are you still with me? We're trying to do it together by ourselves. And that don't work. We've got to take God, and we've got to take us, and we've got to come together in the middle and say, Lord God, I want to commit myself to Thee. Amen. Then we take Ephesians 4, and we pray. Amen. He also says over there that we don't let the sun go down upon our wrath. Because if we're angry and upset with somebody, we need to fix it before the sun goes down. Amen. Need to get rid of that while it's fresh so it don't fester and get bigger and bigger. And then we just need to come together around the table, open that blessed old book. They said, because we said we had to have the Lord, we had to have the love, we had to have the book. Amen. If we miss those three steps, the first three steps, then we miss it all because it won't tie together. But if we take the Lord and we take love and we pull it together in the book, Brother Rex, it'll work. Why? How do you know, preacher? Because God said He would. He said, I'll make it work. I'll take responsibility. Why? Because He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. He said, I'll pull it together in the middle and I'll make it work. But how do you know, preacher? The Bible don't tell us that again. I praise God. Listen to what Paul told the Phoenician jailer. He said, hey, listen, said, today thou shalt be served in thy house. Saved in thy house. Amen. What happened? He got saved in his house. How do you know? Because if he didn't, they baptized a lot of people that wasn't saved. So they come together and they baptize them. Why? Because they was together apart. But God says, I want them together, together. Amen. He said, this is for you. This is what I've got for you. Amen. He said, if you serve together, he said, you pray together, he said, you stay together. Amen. What about you this morning?